Hi, Auntie Jen. Mum wants me to ask you about Easter Sunday.
Does she?
But it's nothing vital. I'll tell her to give you a ring.
Would you mind, Tom?
No, no, of course not. I'll just finish helping Jasmine before I go.
Jenny, I realise I didn't put things very well yesterday. But if we could just sit down sensibly now.
There's nothing to discuss.
There is.
I spent all night thinking. Couldn't sleep.
Well, me neither.
Sometimes you simply don't seem to understand who I am or who you are. We're growing old, Brian.
Not that old.
Why have we been talking about retirement, giving up our responsibilities and finding a place in the sun?
Well, we can still do that.
Well, of course we can't. Not with a young child to bring up. Look at the lines in my face. We're grandparents now, not parents.
I know it must seem.
Oh, I can't explain, Brian, if you won't let me.
Sorry.
If we did what you suggested, we'd be throwing away everything we've worked for. And if we bring Rory here, the whole world has to know what happened. How do you think that makes me feel?
I know.
I can't bear to be pitied or thought a fool. And there is no need for it, Brian. In a way, I can almost admire you for wanting to look after him. Whatever your faults, God knows I've suffered from them. You're not afraid of responsibility. And I can see why you don't want to desert him.
If Siobhan dies, he's got no one.
But that's not true. He's got his grandmother. And if that's not ideal, doesn't Siobhan have a sister?
Well, she's ruled both of them out. They couldn't give Rory a real home.
Oh, better one than we can.
Jenny, he's my son.
I'm sorry, Brian. Somehow I've accepted. I've let you support him, even though it's always hurt so much. But this is going far too far. I will not have Rory becoming part of our family. You'll just have to find another way.